and we are here at UK Black Business Show.
Welcome, welcome. We are here. UK Black Business Show 2019. It's early, but
it is busy. But people are wandering, people are looking. It's beautiful. This is our second year here at the UK show, which is great.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a little taste of the different vendors and exhibitors that we have here today. So going from hair and beauty, fashion, accessories, digital, we have legal, property, drinks companies, food companies, household, interior design. There's a whole host.
Yeah, we've got lots of things to talk to people about. We're going to see loads of exhibitors, lots of vendors, and we have a special guest joining us later on today.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm really excited about that. So
absolutely.
Colourful Radio, we've got a little slot for a major celebrity today.
A small slot for a big star.
Yes. I can't wait.
Absolutely.
So that's a surprise. So once we get nearer the time, we can talk to him about that. Yes. So what have we got around? We've got jewellery.
Jewellery.
We've got pictures. We've got lots of pictures.
We've got lots of artwork.
We've got clothes. There's so many things, and it's really a privilege to be here again, second year.
And we're hoping that we will get to speak to the man of the hour, Raphael.
Yes, he's somewhere.
He is around.
Mingling.
I've seen him. I've spotted him.
We'll try and find him.
The main stage is also on. There are a lot of speakers.
Yes, can't forget the main stage today.
All day, literally from 9 o'clock till 6 o'clock, there's somebody on every 20 minutes, half an hour.
Yes.
Packed with great masterclasses, a lot of great subjects to businesses, from networking to marketing your business, how to get your business in the press.
Absolutely.
Legal advice, wealth management, amazing.
All that. And if you're not here today, don't worry.
Don't worry,
because
indeed.
Wednesday on the Business Mix Show, you'll be able to get a glimpse of what happened here today.
Yeah, we'll be able to give you the highlights, the best bits.
The best bits, absolutely. So we're going to leave you with a bit more music and we'll be right back.
What is it? Pretty little woman, sexy as can be, sweet as honey, sting like bumblebee. I say pretty little woman, sexy as can be, sweet as honey, sting like bumblebee. It's a summertime appearing at the atmosphere. I'm a lover, attire and the clothes that she wear. Some of them are bundung, them tires, some of them are draw down gear. Well, some of them are shined up, some are wax up, not a sign of smear. Gotta be rolling in mattresses that the girls them stare. This is Shaggy and Raven as the ultimate beer. Taking care of our careers, so tell the world beware. Cause it's a brand new selection for your musical era.
In the cemetery, in the cemetery.
This is Colorful Radio.
I say my name now, Mohammed. Music is my logo.
I don't need a logo.
When you see me for your postcode, tell me my logo.
When you hear me say logo, you know we say bang.
Them and I breathe on the low. We got heat on the low. Them and I rip on the low. And we category on the low. Shout AGP on the low. Man up on the wing, soon to throw the yeah, yeah. Bad man, no fear, bad man. Bad man cannot snitch, boy. My G take no chitcha. Straight clap in the clips, boy. Give you the baddest, give you the flow. When you hear me say logo, you already know. Bad man, me a trendsetter. Bad man, me not this, we know. Yeah, damn, me not my circle. Paintings I need. Your girlfriend, she want levels. She can jump on dirty.
Because bad man a bad man, fool is a fool. Kindly the gutter boy, take my food. Bad man a bad man, fool is a fool. Kindly the gutter boy, take my food.
Them man a breathe on the low. We got heat on the low. Them man a rip on the low. And they think we don't know, no.
Shout to my G's on the low.
And we get to go deep on the low. Shout at GP on the low. Man up on the wing, soon to throw the yeah, yeah.
Bad man a go get her. Bad man a touch shot her. Boy, me no look who to face. Be like say, you the grace.
boy. But good vibes all I need. Get on the wipe on that thing. Yeah, yeah. Bad mommy a trendsetter. Bad mommy not this we know. Girl, them in my circle. Only paintings I need. Your girlfriend, she want levels. She can't jump on the D. Because bad man a bad man, fool is a fool. Kindly the gutter boy, take my food. Bad man, fool is a fool. Kindly the gutter boy, take my food. Them man a rip on the low. We got heat on the low. Them man a rip on the low. And they think we don't know. Shout to my G's on the low.
Tell your friends about it. You know who I am, I know you done heard about me. And a nigga with the sauce, I don't mean no teriyaki. I just walk up in the party with your girl, arm around me. Booty so fat that you gotta walk around it. I'm so poppin', everybody talk about me. And I know you wanna f*** me, or at least you thought about it.
If you thought about it, you just won't admit it. I think you should let me hit it. Now I need you to make a decision. Something about you got me wishing. It'll be just me and you in my kitchen. Do you pray too? I'm religious. I need that. Love it when you're naked, baby. I just wanna see that. When you put it on me, love it when you tell me relax.
Love it when you tell me relax.
You don't really drink, but you wanna take 3 shots.
She wanna take 3 shots.
She wanna take 3 shots.
You gon' be my baby mother. I'ma be your baby father. Tell me something I ain't heard of. When we dancing, I just wanna put your f***ing skirt up. If I take it easy, you be saying go further. Every time I'm in it, it be madder. Baby, I don't wanna hurt ya. But a dick feel like it don't deserve ya. Don't deserve ya.
I don't wanna wait for nobody. I don't wanna wait for nobody. I just wanna dance with you, mommy.
I just wanna dance.
Too much sauce, too much sauce, too much juice. Too much juice, too much sauce. Too much sauce, too much juice. Too much juice, too much sauce. Too much sauce, too much juice. Too much juice, too much sauce. Too much sauce, too much juice.
It's your way, I'm still liking this your way. When I pull up with the Batman outside, you know we don't really want.
Right, we're here, the Business Mixer here at the UK Black Business Show.
With Colourful Radio.
2019, absolutely. And we're excited. We're pouncing on our first victim. Do I call them victim?
No, they're no. Winning participants.
And it's Maria. Say hi, Maria.
Hi.
Okay, so tell us about what you're here exhibiting today.
So, my business is called Do Better Every Day, and we promote everything positivity. We aim to inspire, encourage, and empower people to do better, and we do that through our clothing line.
Okay, and you've got some really excellent, beautiful stuff, so please go through it. You've got T-shirts, you've got jumpers.
We've got hoodies, we've got tracksuit sets, we've got cushions, we do mugs as well. We do a lot, and we personalise as well for people.
Oh, excellent. So what inspired you to do this?
So it was just my own journey, really. I found that do better every day was my motto in my everyday life. And I found that I was striving to do better in my finances, my mental health, my physical health, my relationships. And it started as a blog that I was sharing my views, my experiences with people. And then I decided to share it with the world.
Wonderful. And you're sharing today.
And if people would like to see more of your products, you know, as Christine was saying, we've got T-shirts, we've got cushions. You said you've got cups and mugs. Where can people see more and find out more about Do Better Every Day?
So you can find us on Instagram at _DBEUK. Or you can also check out our website, www.dobettereveryday.co.uk.
Wonderful. We're going to hear more from Maria later, maybe. And Mum's here to support you.
Yes, please. Give Mummy a round of applause, everybody.
Nothing amazing. Like your team, yes. Right?
Corner team. Thank you. Right. We'll be back.
I just can't control myself. That's too soon.
This is Colorful Radio.
Right. We're back. We're back here at the UK Black Business Show.
On Colorful Radio.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, we have got our next guest.
Yes.
Mr. Ghana.
Mr. Ghana.
Mr. Adex, Mr. ODF, Mr. Rit the One Way, Mr. everything else you want to call him, but he's here. How are you, Mr. Nicholas? How are you doing?
I'm feeling good. You know what? I heard you was coming. So I had to put on the double-breasted blazer.
Looking.
It's not double-breasted, you know. She's looking.
Say that on radio, innit?
Yeah, but they can't see for the double blessings.
Looking dapper, as always. So, Nicholas, what brought you here today?
You know, great opportunity to come and speak to the people about value and creating opportunities. And I feel like it was just, you know, an amazing opportunity, you know, just to expand on what I've been able to do and to tell people that you need to be unapologetic for your greatness. Yeah, man.
Good, wonderful. And have you been here before? This is the first year. How do you think it's going?
Yes, I've seen it around. You know, I loved it. Funny enough, do you remember when the president came to do the summit around the corner?
Yeah.
I remember walking past this with my missus and I was like,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Let me answer that properly. Yeah, I came here a while back. And I remember looking at this venue and saw a lot of people coming out. And I said, wow, I wonder what's going on in there. And funny enough, like a year, 2 years later, I'm here speaking at it. So it's a great thing. I love how they're bringing, you know, black people together, celebrating our greatness. And I'm just here for it, man. I'm here for it the whole way through. Yeah.
So if anybody doesn't know about you, tell us a bit about yourself.
Mm. So my name is Nicholas Dex. I'm a Ghanaian, you know, born, breded guy from South London. You know, yeah, big up South.
And
I'm all about chasing a vision. I'm all about expanding. I'm all about serving the level of excellence wherever I go and expressing it at a high level. So I go by the vibe of being a lifestyle entrepreneur. So that's why I have brands such as ODF Clothing, which is a contemporary brand, unisex, out to kids wear. Nicholas Kinsey, which is a luxury brand as well. And we have aromatherapy products like your diffusers.
Smell good in
your home.
That's right. Walk I was hoping you would nice bring aroma. Some today.
You know what it is? You got to be exclusive.
That's right.
You know you can't spot exclusive without you. You like that?
I like
she
it.
She likes that.
That's right.
You got to keep that one there. And Rip the Runway UK. I'm just all about the culture. I'm all about the people. I'm all about positive energy. You know, wherever you want to find greatness is where you can find me.
Fantastic. Yeah?
That's it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you. So I just want to ask, what is next for Mr. Dex? Because we've got 3 months left of the year. No, 2 months left of the year now. Anything that you've got that you'd like to just tell us about, exclusive, as you said, for the rest of the year, 2019?
It's looking colourful. Let's leave it there.
Like that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dex. Have a good day.
Yes, Colourful Radio. We are here, The Business Mix. 2019 at the UK Black Business Show, and we're going to bring you some more tunes.
This is Colorful Radio.
Back at the UK Black Business Show. This is Chrissy from The Business Mix. While Rachel's getting us a cup of coffee, just going to just talk to some people that have flown by just looking around. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Fayola Timberlake
And I'm the founder of an online video platform that promotes talent called You Like.
Hello, Fiola. So what made you decide to come here today?
I'm at the point where I really want to scale the business. And so I'm looking for partnerships. I'm looking for new ways to understand how to really push the business where I really want to get it to. And just to build some more confidence as well and just be inspired by other businesses and people that have done it, you know. And
excellent. So have you been networking, giving out your business cards, all that jazz?
Yep, that's all been happening already. I've met a lovely lady here as well, and we're just really moving around and talking to people, and it's just been really, really inspiring.
Fantastic. Have you been to some of the workshops or the conferences, talks? How have you found
them? The talks have been really, really good. I've learned so much already, and the main thing that I'm getting from the talks is just that you have to really know your self-worth, believe in yourself, and just make those bold moves, you know? Just really got to put yourself out there.
Fantastic. And you've been exploring some of the exhibitors. What have you liked? Have you purchased anything yet?
Not yet. I've been getting business cards, you know, taking my time. We still want to look at a few more stalls and take it from there, but seeing some really amazing stuff.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for dropping by and enjoy the rest of your day.
This is Colorful Radio.
Never letting go.
This is Colorful Radio.
Right, we're still here at the UK Black Business Show, and I'm still waiting for Rachel for a cup of tea. But while I do that, I'm just going to mingle around, see what everyone's up to and doing, and coming to speak to some people around. And we have Native in me. I'm just with them. I've jumped on him at the moment. But welcome. Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Please introduce yourself and your business.
My name is Kenneth Ajekwe. I am the CEO of Native in Me Limited.
Okay, wonderful. And you've got some goodies. Please explain to our listeners what your goodies are today.
So I run a clothing brand, a unique clothing brand. It's not just like any other clothing brand. Our unique selling point is that we want people to be proud of who they are, which is linked to the name Native in Me. And that came from a conversation with a family member who denied his heritage. Long story, which I'm going to say on stage soon in the next sort of 40 minutes. But we sell a lot of clothing just to try and get the wearer and, of course, people that look at the wearers to be proud of who they are, where they're from. That's our message that we're trying to push.
Fantastic.
And can I just ask you to give a bit of a description about your products that you have for those who are listening in and would like to know a little bit more?
So we do your casual wear initially. So the first thing that we have on our desk, the main thing, one of our most popular things on the table is our T-shirts, because that sold a lot over summer. We shipped to over 80 countries. They are all made to the very high spec. We've also got watches that are customized for us, made in both Saudi Arabia and France. We've got hoodies, which are not here, unfortunately, because we couldn't bring all our stuff here. There's not enough space. But we've got hoodies, again, which are some of our best sellers. And we've got unique tops, like the one that my sister's wearing here, which you can't see, unfortunately. But
I can see the bling and the design and everything that is on there. If people want to have a look for themselves or find out a bit more about your brand, where can they find you?
So we say go on to our website, www.nativeinme.com. But you can also visit our Instagram page, Native in Me. That's where most people tend to find us anyway, and then that moves us onto our website. But yeah, nativeinme.com or Native in Me on Instagram. That's the main thing. And today, if you're listening, you get 25% off for following us. Or for buying stuff, I can give you the unique code. It's 25UKBS19X. I'll say that again. 25UKBS19X. That gives you 25% off.
Fantastic.
We'll definitely be telling our followers about that as well. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm looking at that watch.
Yeah.
This is Colorful Radio.
Chichi man, log on. From you know say you know Icky man, log on. And step on Chichi man dance. We a dance and a burn out. All right, beat it. Chichi man can't stop the one from beat it. We a cup in a your own bed, you can't sleep. You know see the girl them contract, you can't breathe. Future, run him down, the boy free get beat it. Can't park polish down now, Princess Street. Be a rat at a dish at them who done a beat it. Jeremy, turn up the music in the street. It's a new dance around the place, we log on. Step on Chichi man, log on. From you know say you know Icky man, log on. And step on Chichi man, dance. We a dance and a burn out a freaky man, log on. And step on Chichi man, log on. From you know say you know Icky man, log on. Somebody tell me say you're number one a dance. We a dance and a burn out a bow pass. But I would have rather they could have not talk. Give me pass. You know see that it's a dance the people them bow. Step on them like a old clock. A dance we a dance and a crush out them. Boom blast. You sure you can bust the new dance to the walk. Make me see the light and detach them fast. Somebody come at me cause a glad bumper. Do the brand new dance, run the place. Log on, and step on Chichi man. Log on, come you know say you know Icky man.
This is Colorful Radio.
Right, Rachel's come back. She didn't bring me a cup of tea, but it's okay. I'll forgive her.
I did ask.
But we have got Dr. Orlando.
Dr. Orlando Carter is here with us this morning. It's still just about morning. And we're just interviewing some great guests attendees who are here today. So say hello and please introduce us and tell us about what you do.
Hello, thank you very much. Should I grab this as well or? Okay. So Orlando Carter, I run a parkour and free running company. So it actually teaches people how to do parkour and free running. So if you don't know what parkour and free running is, it's usually when you imagine someone jumping from roof to roof, jumping over buildings. So we actually teach you how to do that in a safe way. We have an indoor space, we have crash mats, we have movable equipment and stuff like that. And we also do outdoor classes and also private lessons as well.
Wow.
It's a bit different, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Do you think I should be doing that?
I don't know. You can try.
I could try.
Whereabouts is the outdoor free running take place?
So the outdoor stuff, we do that all over London. So we're mostly based in London, but we can travel to anywhere. For the indoor stuff, we're mostly based in Sydenham, but we're actually setting up a new base in Deptford soon, and also a new indoor base in Hackney as well. Yeah.
Okay. So what brought you here today to the UK Black Business Show?
Mostly just I wanted to just network with people, find more people to actually do collaborations with, find out what other people in the community were doing, and just that sort of thing, yeah.
Is it your first time at the UK Black Business Show?
It is. It is actually my first time here. So I also want to find out whether or not this is something that I would fit into, like if I brought my stand here, and would I be able to actually, you know, get something out of this kind of event as well.
So we could see you next year. You never know.
Hopefully. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anytime you want to see my feet ready for me, I great care. It's almost skin tight. Hobolobolo, I see my skin tight. No one care. It's almost skin tight. Hobolobolo, I see my skin tight. No one care. It's almost skin tight. Hobolobolo, I see my skin tight. No one care. It's almost skin tight. Hobolobolo, I see my skin tight.
This is Colorful Radio.
Hello. Hope you're enjoying the music. We're right back at the UK Black Business Show. Myself with Rachel.
And Christine.
Yes.
On Colorful Radio.
Yes, the business mix. Make sure you tune in every Wednesday.
From 9 until 10.
Yes, indeed.
So if you weren't able to make it and you're listening on Wednesday, we're just giving you a little bit of a snippet to show you what's been happening whilst exhibitors, guests, attendees, special guests, yep, who's still to come.
We're waiting.
We just wanted to bring you just a little selection of some of our vendors and exhibitors that we have here. And we have the lovely Latoya from Kitchen Cosmetics.
Hi.
Love it when people come and ask to come on.
Exactly.
Latoya did. That's the confidence we like.
And so just tell us, you were telling us a little bit about your business and company. So please let us know what it is that you do.
So I own a vegan cosmetics company that funds a non-profit charity.
Yes. Tell us about vegan cosmetics.
So everything's homemade, but the products are premium. We have hair oils, we have face masks, body balms, body scrubs. We have a scrub that is like the best scrub in the world. It gets rid of ingrowing hair. So like for men in the beard and for women, like bikini areas and legs. And we have all different types of products.
Okay, wow. Wonderful. How long have you been going for?
So the business has been going for about a year.
Okay.
But the charity has been going for about 6 months.
Wonderful. Yes. And what brought you here today for the UK Black Business Show?
I seen the event. I went to an event at the beginning of the year in London, actually, because we're actually Bristol based.
Okay.
And then somebody there was talking about this event, and then here I am.
And just like that, okay, You're here.
I'm interested to know. Tell me a little bit about the charities that you support and the charity businesses.
Yeah, so we have the KC Foundation, and every year we have set missions that we want to complete. This year the mission is feeding local families at Christmas. So we're hoping to feed 30 families at Christmas this year. Next year we're doing a fun day for children with long-term illnesses, and also a workshop for young professional people dealing with mental health issues. So that's a couple of things.
Wonderful.
Love that.
And before you go, how do people find you?
Yeah, so you can go directly on the website, which is www.kitchencosmetics.org, or you can check out all of our socials, Insta, Facebook, or Twitter at Kitchen Cosmetics.
And what stand are you at today, if people are interested to come and have a look?
82.
So that was like bingo. Stand 82. Thank you very much, Latoya.
Thank you.
Sunrise, anywhere I go, I'm sliding. Five, five, brown eyes. Smile like the sunrise. Anywhere I go, I'm sliding. Anywhere I go.
This is Colourful Radio.
Right, we are here on Colourful Radio with the Business Mix at the UK Black Business Show 2019. And we have two very special guests with us today.
Yes, we told you we've got some VIPs today.
Absolutely,
and we have
in
indeed.
The house. So we have Mr. Wendell Pierce, who is here with us from straight from the USA. Have you just landed?
No, I'm doing a play on the West End.
Yes.
Death of a Salesman.
Yes.
We're coming to that.
Yeah.
Thank you. And we also have Raphael, who is the founder, the man of the hour, who actually put all the UK Black Business Show together. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Great. So, Wendell, before we move on, tell us how your trip's been, how the play's going.
The play's going fantastic. I've been here since March now. Went back to the States with a quick trip, and... but it's been great. I'm a Londoner now, you know.
Fantastic. We love you. We'll have you here anytime. So yeah, that's fantastic.
I may not leave. So, you know, now that the play is moving to the West End, you know, I'm excited about being here until next year.
Amazing.
And bringing and doing the play longer and then being part of the community longer.
Amazing.
Fantastic.
Amazing. Tell us what brought you here today to the UK Black Business Show.
Well, I wanted to come to the business show. Listen, first and foremost, I'm an artist, but I am also a businessman. As we speak, I'm in the process of buying a radio station in New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
WBOK AM. It was a black news talk sports format, and we will be launching in about 2 weeks. I was actually having a meeting this morning. But this reminds me, the UK Business Black Fair reminds me of the Essence Festival in New Orleans.
Right.
Where you have black businesses and businesses from around the country and around the world, in this instance, that come together and realize that they're, the 21st century social justice movement is economic development, especially in the African diaspora. And so it is important to come to a conference like this, a commune like this, to make sure that we continue to do business with each other, present our products, and our services to each other, and expand it throughout the world, here in the UK, in Nigeria, in America, South America, all over. So it's very important to me. Economic development is the social justice movement of the 21st century, so I'm proud to be a part of that.
Okay, amazing. I also wanted to just say, we've got quite a few property developers, property businesses here, and I know that you yourself into property development. How's that going, and how do you see that as also investing into, as you say, kind of the social economics of black businesses?
First of all, it's an opportunity to do well and do good. I got into it because of Katrina, which destroyed my hometown of New Orleans. And I knew that I put out a clarion call to my neighbors who in Pontchartrain Park. It came out of the civil rights movement. We weren't even allowed to buy homes in New Orleans as a part of the American apartheid. And so it was in 1955 that my community was born out of civil disobedience and the civil rights movement. So this community had been beautiful. It was a place I grew up. It was like a Mayberry small town. And it was destroyed by Katrina, and I said, we have to take it upon ourselves to exercise our right of self-determination and rebuild it. And I put together a community development corp, and to date we rebuilt 40 homes.
Wow. Great inspiration.
It is.
And you know, anybody who is actually, you know, thinking of looking in, going into the property development business, as you said, you can do a lot of good.
Yes.
And bring people homes, social justice, everything.
Fantastic. So how, now you've been here today, how do you compare it with events in America? And what kind of advice can you give this young man, Raphael? Yeah, oh, you still haven't had a chance yet.
Well, from what I've already seen, I have to go around and see more. And from the literature, like I said, it reminds me of the Essence Festival, which during the day, it's at the convention center. They have different businesses and all. They call it partying with a purpose. And then in the evening, they have the concerts. And so what happens is I know so many businesses that came out of that. This is on par and even actually goes further than that, the Urban World event, some of the black expos that we have. They may be larger in number, you know, but this is growing. But what this has over some of the expos in America is the fact that it's international. The connection with West Africa and Nigeria businesses that I've seen and the UK. Now what we just need to make it the trifecta, you know, Africa, UK, America,
and
make that triangle. And I think this young man here, Raphael, is going to get it done.
Excellent. Raphael, how are you doing?
I'm good.
It's
I'm good.
Always a pleasure to be with you.
And you remember, 365 days ago, we kind of stood around.
Yeah. It's just great to kind of see how it's developed from the first year, from when we had 25 stands, 500 people now, to having up to 2,000 people, over 103 black-owned businesses from UK, Europe, Nigeria, America, which is really exciting. And myself as well, I'm excited to see. I'm a big Suits and the Wire fan.
Yes,
I'm happy to see Wendell.
We can see
here
the grin
well
on your face.
Yeah. I had to get my picture, even though I was just like, yeah, I had to play it cool. It's great to have Colourful Radio here as well. Looking forward to just, the show growing and, really humble that he's compared it to Essence Festival as well. Hopefully it can just get, bigger and bigger.
Can you see a USA takeover?
Possibly.
Never say never, right?
You know.
It's not in competition. It's in concert with.
Yeah.
So it's not a takeover. It's a collaboration.
Yeah.
There you go. Collaboration.
Maybe, hopefully, Wendell can put me in touch.
There you go.
Pull the right strings.
I'll go on record and say I will.
Yeah.
I will.
Appreciate that.
Okay. So I know, Raphael, you're going to take Wendell around a bit more. And
thank
we hope
you
to talk to you soon.
Thank you for coming
and
to speak
I just
with
want
us
to make sure to invite you and all of your audience to Death of a Salesman. It's on the West End starting October 24th. Come and see this classic American play. It's historic to have an African-American playing the role. They have never even done this interpretation in America yet. So to have it here on the West End, I hope everyone, all my, Saga boys down in Brixton, come up.
Whoop, whoop.
Thank you very much. Enjoy
thank
the rest
you
of the
thank
day.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Colourful Radio.
Colourful Radio at the UK Black Business Show 2019. And I'm really, really pleased because we have 2018 winner, Timmy, here with us.
Den winner. Timmy.
The winner.
Yes.
Absolutely. Just tell us,
yip, yip.
How has the year been since you were here last year?
Oh, it's great to see you all again. It's been amazing. It's been a really fun year. Just been trying to, really grow the business, but particularly focusing on marketing and positioning of the brand. I got some amazing feedback from the judges last year. Since then, I've had a session with Kubi as well. So really focused on how to position the brand. We're making sure that we're going at a premium price point and therefore meaning that we're aiming for the right clientele for the product as well. And so in the last year, a couple of highlights got featured in OK Magazine. One of our clients had a wedding spread in the magazine and we got listed as one of the providers for their wedding rings. And then just maybe last month or the month before, we actually designed and built the ring for Davido's engagement ring.
Can we stop there? Like,
that's it. End of interview.
Everyone who saw the feature and Davido Instagramming this ring, it was a massive ring.
It was big.
And you guys were behind it. You designed it.
We were behind it.
How did that come about?
So it was actually a bit of a testimony, to be honest, because one of his team had come to me for his own ring previously, but then didn't buy a ring through me. He went to America in the end, but we stayed in touch and he, we've always had a good chat. And then when this came up, he was like, bro, can you get it done? And he gave us a week to make it.
One week.
We actually had to properly build it in 3 days over the weekend. So it was a very tough, very busy job. But we got it done and thankfully it's had great reviews, great responses.
It's a beautiful ring.
So it was exactly what the kind of job that we needed as well.
So the year's been an amazing year.
It's been
for
an amazing
you.
Year. Really, really thankful. Happy to be back with my own stand this year.
Yes, you
as
have
well.
Got your own stand, great. Your wedding stand, with some of your diamonds there, your
some,
rings.
Got some example rings there. We're doing a ring selfie competition, so you can come and take a quick picture of, what you would like your ring to look like. and then you might win a bottle of champagne this afternoon.
Oh, nice.
I'm coming over there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't got the fingers. You got the fingers.
Oh,
and you got the nail varnish.
Everyone's I know, I'm seeing everyone's true nails today.
I know, really, right? You don't want mine.
It looks different when you're taking a picture when you've got engaged with your ring. You have to make sure that the finger looks good. But when you're just coming out on a Saturday.
No, you can't do it. You can't.
You'd be surprised. I've seen some really good nails today. Really good nails. Otherwise, we're getting the folded up claw hand where the nails just get hidden underneath.
I do that. Look, one's broken off, so I'm like this.
Oh, yeah, you might have to just tilt it a little bit. But Timmy's been excellent seeing you. I'm so pleased you got a stand, and I'm glad that the year's gone so well.
And can I just quickly ask, because I'm kind of asking everyone, we're coming towards the end of the year. 2020, have you got anything in store planned? What can we look out for from Timmy Dorgu?
Yeah, so working on some other businesses, but in terms of diamonds, we're looking at how we can expand our offering beyond just engagement rings and wedding bands. Okay. So potentially to bespoke jewelry, chains, necklaces, bracelets, and potentially also watches as well. So watch this space. There might be a bit more than just engagement rings and wedding bands on offer next year.
Oh, fantastic.
Something for the men next year then.
Yes, fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is Colourful Radio.
Yeah, we're here. We're still here. Colourful Radio, UK Black Business Show. The Business Mix with Rachel and Christine. It's all right. And we thought, you know what, we want to talk to some people who are coming, who are here today. I think you've just finished were you inside the main hall? You just finished the main pitches in there. So please introduce yourself, sir.
Nicholas Martin. I'm coming from Mainframe Consulting. So it's a consultancy firm in Liverpool Street. We're helping black businesses, and we thought we'll come and see what black businesses are doing here today.
Amazing. Have you been before?
No, this is actually my first time, and I'm very, very impressed. It's a very good turnout, and there's a lot of good, powerful black businesses here today. So very good.
It's actually from... So we were here last year, and we were saying that last year it really kind of makes you raise your bar, because you think, actually, you're looking at what other people are doing and think, actually, yeah, I need to do as well or better than what they're doing. What have you found about the stores? Have you bought anything? Have you done any networking? Who have you met? Anything interesting?
It's quite funny, actually. So a lot of things that I've been looking for, I've found here in my own community. As you can see, I'm looking. So I found a lot of oils for my hair, and seen a lot of black businesses doing that for black businesses and hair products. So it's interesting to see, and inspiring to see, a lot of people working for our type of people. And that's what I found today. This should be like it seems like a market area. Like, you're going to East Street and you're seeing everything that you need to help you out. But it's nice. Definitely
a one-stop shop.
It is today. It's almost like we've come to like we're in a shopping center full of businesses owned by black people. From literally from, as you said, hair care, beauty, artistry, property, you name it.
I just stopped over and they told me £200,000 for a property in Clarendon. I was thinking, whoa. Like, so to see that we're now thinking about buying property back home instead of spending £1 million here. Like, so to understand that and to get that education here is more empowering and powerful that I find as well.
So the test is, do you think you'll be back next year?
I think I'll be presenting on the stage next year. Yeah. I mean, 100%, mate. I'll be here now. Definitely, I will be here next
Fantastic.
Year. Good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you very much for stopping by.
This is Colourful Radio.
Radio, guys, we're coming towards the end of our coverage.
And we're just about to do a little closing interview and get, I think we need to find out from the man himself, from Raphael, how the day has gone. How has 2019, UK Black Business Show 2019 been for you?
You tell me. How.
Do you know what? It's been brilliant. Yeah. I love the fact that we've seen new exhibitors, new vendors, met some really nice people. We've just been chatting all day, haven't
and
we?
And I also love the fact that we also had exhibitor, Timmy Dorgu from last year, who won the Dragon's Den
and has now got his own stand, doing engagement rings for Davido. I mean, all started here.
It's great. And everyone's been talking about how brilliant the presenters have been, the workshops. So it's been a blast.
Did you manage to see any of the workshops yourself? You
know, I never, ever get to see any sessions. It really upsets me. But luckily, I get all the presentations.
Oh, there you
so
go.
So I get to, but yeah, no, it's been a great year. As you said, it's great to have Timmy now exhibiting. A lot of the attendees now are exhibitors, which is great. I mean, we had one exhibitor who started in our first year and now he's got his own show on Channel 4. He launched at our show.
Wow.
So, it's for me, it's been a great event. Doubled every year. Sold out of space, annoyingly, 3 weeks ago. But, I mean, it's a pleasure to always work with Colourful.
Yes.
The business mix.
We're family now.
Kofi, Andrea, just been amazing support from the beginning, before we even had anything sorted out.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate that. I appreciate that.
It's been a blast. What have been your highlights, if you've been able to enjoy the day?
My highlights? Just seeing people, you know, enjoying themselves, happy. A lot of people are saying, you know, thank you. Like, we need an event like this in the Black community.
Mm.
And also Wendell. You know, cool. It was great to see Wendell as well. You comparing it to Essence Fest, I'm never going to feel right. Maybe one day. But it's a lot of great highlights throughout the day, yeah.
And I'm always ahead of myself. Next year, 2020, have you got any visions, anything that you can, don't give away any of the trade secrets, but anything that you think we can look forward to next year?
If I'm being honest, I have no idea. I haven't thought of one thing. I haven't thought of speakers. I haven't thought of nothing. We've got inquiries for exhibitors, but I haven't thought of anything. I think I'll take a break and then, get back down to planning for 2020. We launch every January, so it's not a long break, but
it's a break anyway.
So, some sort.
Well, thank you very much for having us.
We hope to be part of 2020
as
well.
Yeah, we hope so.
I hope you're a part of it.
Well, thank you, Raphael. And to the rest of the team, well done.
Yes, well done to you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.